This is Talking Property on 882 6PR, the voice of Perth.
And thank you to Philippa Maher for the 9 o'clock news. And Philippa will be back just ahead of Saturday morning at the football with another bully of 882 6PR News. It is Talking Property. Thanks to our great mates at Summit Homes and thanks to summitprojects.com.au. We have $100 cash to give away to one of our callers. Of course, you have to call us on 9221 882 to qualify and have a chat to us. And then you go in the draw for the 100 bucks. You can, in fact, send us a text or an email, but you won't qualify for the $100. But never mind, you can still send a text if you want to, 19999 677, and an email to harvey@6pr.com.au. Good morning, Rob Druitt.
Good morning, Harvey Deegan. Big week in real estate this week.
A big week in more ways than ones, with the Reserve Bank lowering the cash rate. And
gee, I got that right last week, didn't I, when I said they wouldn't do it?
Yeah. Are you covered? Your bets a bit.
What would I know?
You covered your bets a bit. I think it did come out of the blue a bit, though, didn't it?
Yeah, there were a few pundits predicting it, and they were right.
Well, it's all to do with inflation, and it's interesting that normally the Australian dollar dips when...
been very resilient.
It has, isn't it? There was a rate cut, and the dollar actually went up a little bit. So
I can just see them all on the board jumping up and down on their board chairs going, this is not working. We want the dollar to come down.
Yeah, well, they're going to have to... Where was I? Was it in Britain where they've dropped it down to a quarter of a percent?
The rates overseas.
I think it went from half a percent to a quarter of a percent. Yeah.
Yeah, well, rates overseas are still substantially lower, but, you know, we're down to 1.5 now. There's not a lot further to go, but I suppose there's still room for further rate cuts and certainly predictions of that next year. The other interesting thing, in the West today, we've got the property report. That's a good read, with REWA releasing its figures during the week for the June quarter, showing a further easing in the property sector, about a little bit close to 2% drop, or 1.5%, I should say, for the 3 months of June. And overall for the year, as we know, the market's eased. REWA figures show a fall in the median house price just under 5%. Mm. Interestingly, Harvey, the properties for sale, number of properties for sale, which is always a good measure, hasn't really changed a lot. We're sitting around 14,000 properties, which was just under where we were 3 months ago and not too far off where we were 12 months ago. Mm. It's an interesting dynamic in the market. Normally when you've got a slow market, you have an oversupply, but we've actually got an undersupply of certain types of properties at the moment.
Interesting. All right. We do have a very special guest in the studio with us today, and we told you he would be popping in at some stage to share his expertise from Stuart Title. His name is Paul Watkins. He's their general counsel. How are you, Paul?
I'm very well, thanks, Harvey. Thanks for having me.
It's nice for you to agree to have come in, because there are a lot of issues, aren't there, Rob, in regards to Title?
There certainly is. Everything's become much more complex and legalistic, and Stuart Title is a wonderful opportunity for people buying properties to insure against unforeseen circumstances.
Yeah, we'll go into those shortly. And Sandy Warmold's also here from Stuart Title. She's the Business Development Manager at WA. She's going to play a bit of a Marcel Marceau role, I think, today, but we might get her to talk a bit later on the program. So, hi, Sandy.
Good morning.
Ah! We didn't think it'd take long. Nice for you to come along too, Sandy. It's lovely to have a bit of glamour in the studio when I look around.
Thanks,
Harvey.
That's okay, Paul. I hope you don't take offence, and I really don't care if...
Sledging is encouraged on the show.
Oh, very good, very good. We'll get along
fine. Get with it, come on.
So if you've got any title questions, please give Paul and or Sandy a call, but Paul will be answering most of the questions, I think. That's why we bribed him with a couple of coffee.
Well, there's so many things that can go wrong now. I hate to say it, but it's so true, isn't it? I mean, absolutely. I find as a practising real estate agent, one of the most common things I find are illegal structures and boundary fences. Probably the two most common things that I find are a problem across the board.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's reflected in our claims portfolio as well.
Yeah, it's when the surveyor went out there 60, 70 years ago. Mm. They were
piece of string,
half a foot or a foot out, and then it just continues all the way down the whole street. So every house is out. Yeah. So eventually it comes up.
Yeah. So if you've got any questions of Paul, give him a buzz on 9221 882. But let's just get back to the topic of interest rates. Mm. And I'm so glad I was sitting down when I found out that the banks didn't pass on the full quarter of a percent rate. I mean, they're so poor. They're not making a lot of money, the banks.
I think they felt they were too generous with the last drop in interest rates, Harvey, where they did pass on just about all of it. So this time they were pinging back a bit to increase their margins. And I guess the banks would be arguing that APRA, the ruling body, has created a lot more restrictions for them in greater deposits and so on, and restrictions on the amount that they can lend for investment. And cost of overseas funds is going up. Not that I'm trying to defend the banks, but that's their argument. I guess the Reserve Bank would be a little bit frustrated that it hasn't been passed on.
Well, as soon as they stop making billions every 6 months, then we'll pay some attention to what they have to say.
Yeah, as I always say, you can't beat them, join them. Buy the shares. And
yeah, that's right. Now, we thought we might seek the opinion.
You just get some expert advice on it.
Yeah, well, that's your... an expert in these matters, but an absolute specialist is Michael Papadopoulos from All About You Finance. He's on the line. G'day, Michael. How are you going?
Good.
Were you as surprised as Rob and a lot of us were to see the Reserve Bank cut the cash rate?
Good morning, Harvey. Morning, Rob.
Morning.
I probably thought that they would, only because they had a bit of a plan in place, I think, from probably about the middle of last year, where they wanted to put a bit of a lid on property prices between ASIC, APRA and the Reserve Bank. And then once they had that under control, then dropped the interest rate. So we had one in May, and then we've obviously just had another one. So and maybe another to come.
That's right. Well, I guess we're really talking, because I suppose West Australian market's only 10% of the Australian market, Melbourne and Sydney markets, which are starting to, particularly Sydney market, which has started to rationalise after 18 months of very strong growth. Melbourne market, I understand, is still going fairly strong, but predictions of an oversupply of apartments coming through there. So I guess the Reserve Bank are thinking, well, that market is starting to ease a bit, so then they were able to drop the rates.
Yes, exactly. Sydney has sort of continued to go reasonable. I just had a client who sold a property in Sydney only last week, and, you know, the price he got was really, really good in North Sydney there. So,
come and buy two properties in Perth with that.
You certainly could do, Rob. You certainly could do, yeah.
Our times have changed. When back in 2007, we were nudging on their median house price.
Yes, definitely. But I suppose traditionally, you know, Perth has always been a little bit lower than Sydney.
Absolutely.
And we're probably getting back to that, or, you know, we're certainly back to it. So Perth's probably a little bit too low and Sydney's probably a little bit too high in the bigger picture.
Well, I was a bit concerned in 2007 when Perth property price median was well above Melbourne's. So we thought, this is a bit out of whack. Of course, that has corrected as we've seen a fairly flat market here. But where do you think Reserve Bank from here? Further plans? There's strong predictions that there'll be a rate cut early next year, do you think, or later this year?
Yeah, they'll probably wait just to see what the impact of this one is, and it's probably going to be sort of fairly negligible, so probably more to come. And just, you know, from some of the things that happened in the middle of 2015, as I was saying before, where the banking regulator, APRA, the regulator of brokers such as ourselves, ASIC, and then the Reserve Bank sort of all working together, you know, to try and stimulate things in the economy, but at the same time sort of trying to keep that lid on housing prices. So, look, I would have thought a little bit more to come, but as we all know, Rob, you know, we sort of look at these things and it looks like that's the case today and then tomorrow it changes.
Circumstances can change.
We mentioned at the start of the show, Michael, that... traditionally, the dollar dips a bit when there's a rate cut, or even if the Reserve Bank hints that there's going to be a rate cut. Nothing like that happened at all. In fact, it went up a tad.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure why that is the case, Harvey, but traditionally, back in Economics 101, that's what was supposed to happen. Everyone now seems to want to keep their currency lower as opposed to higher. So,
and everyone's doing it, so it's just not working.
Exactly. Yep, everyone's trying to do it at the same time.
I'm going to buy some Zimbabwe dollars.
You never know. They might be... no.
Good on Good you, luck. Michael. Thanks very much for giving us your perspective on that. We appreciate it, mate.
Fantastic. Thanks, Harvey. Thanks, Rob.
Take care. That's Michael Papadopoulos from All About You Finance. Okay, 9221882 is the number to call. Don't forget the $100 goes out to someone by the end of the program, thanks to our good friend at summitprojects.com.au. Michael and Justin are our first callers. We'll talk to them soon.
Talking property for Summit Homes Group. Visit summithomesgroup.com.au.
Adam Shand here from The Drive Show. On Friday, I asked why would the New South Wales Parole Board allow Ahmed Elamar, an associate of known terror leaders, simply to walk out of prison? Here's what you had to say.
Terrorism school isn't going to change these people. It's just simply not going to change them.
They arrest Kiwis for little pathetic things and then send them back to New Zealand.
Join Adam Shand on Drive. Weekdays from 3 on 882 6PR. The voice of Perth.
My success is inspiring my staff to achieve theirs. What's yours? Protect your business success with Vero Insurance. To learn more, go to vero.com.au/success or talk to a broker today. Insurer is Vero Insurance.
August 9 is Census Night. It's a moment for everyone to pause and play a role in shaping the future of Australia's education, health, transport, and infrastructure. Look out for your household census letter. Use the unique login to complete your census online on August 9, or follow the directions to order a paper form. It's only 3 days until census night. Our moment to make a difference.
What puts the super in Super Civil? Whether it's asphalt supplied and laid, extruded concrete curbing, driveway and car park construction, base preparation and drainage, road construction and asphalt patchwork, prime seal, stone pitching, truck, bobcat and mini excavator hire, and more. Super Civil does it all, and we do it super well. For a top job, no matter what it is, request a quote at supercivil.com.au. Servicing your area now.
Just for spring, I bought this amazing five-burner barbecue. She's a beauty.
Our backyard is no beauty. And you invited the Thompsons over this afternoon?
Relax. I also bought New Generation 30 Seconds Outdoor Cleaner.
It'll take you more than 30 seconds.
Look, just spray it on, hose it off. See? Matches our new barbecue.
That was quick.
Now we can get started on the beers.
New Generation 30 Seconds Outdoor Cleaner at leading hardware stores.
Come into Crown and make a fiesta of it. Until August 28, Rio Showgirls bring the excitement of Carnival to Crown. Surround yourself with sizzling samba and immerse yourself in Brazil's most famous celebrations. The Carnival experience gets even better with great offers and sensational prizes. Carnival at Crown. Make the most of it. Conditions apply. Visit crownperth.com.au for details.
Who can do the best deals on a new Nissan? Who can? Duncan! Who can offer Nissan X-Trail ST from $29,990 drive-away with free auto upgrade? Who can offer Nissan Qashqai ST from $26,990 drive-away with free auto upgrade? Who can? Duncan! Duncan Nissan, 501 Albany Highway, Victoria Park. DuncanNissan.com.au. Deal 25902.
Choose PRD Strata, a company that sorts out the issues before they get to the COO. Get hands-on strata management that will give you peace of mind.
Until 10, this is Talking Property.
And you can join us on 9221882, particularly if you've got any questions about title insurance, because we've got Paul Watkins and Sandy Warmold in the studio from Stuart Title. Got quite a few calls on the board. We'll go to Michael first from Hamilton Hill. G'day, Mike.
Good morning, the team. Yes.
Morning.
I have a rental property, a house. Tenants moved out a few months ago, and now the gas utility expects me to pay the bills, like, for instance, a county administration fee, retail market levy, Australian Post payment fee, and so on. But I've never been their customer. So do I have to pay this bill?
I wouldn't have thought so if you've never been their customer. You know, there's always an issue with services. The good thing is most of the services to properties are in the name of the tenant and it's their responsibility. That isn't the case with Water Corporation, which is often a problem because if they skip and you can't get the money from them, it's still the landlord's requirement to pay that. But gas, utilities and so on, I would have thought wouldn't be your responsibility as an owner.
Yeah, I immediately informed them when the tenants moved out, and they acknowledged they'd been informed about this. So they actually addressed to the occupier.
Yes, and the difficulty you might find is when you try to reconnect, they use the fact that there is an outstanding amount on the property as a bit of leverage to say, well, you have to pay that before you can reconnect. Look, I wouldn't have thought they were able to force you to make that payment because you didn't engage with the utility. It was the tenant. Do you have any contact with the tenant? Are you able to track them down?
No, because it's not actually gas usage. It's just they got this... all those other charges that they want me to pay for.
Well, that might be a requirement as a owner of the property. I'm not sure exactly what you're talking about. What do you mean by other charges?
Yeah, but as I mentioned, they say a daily supply charge, account administration fee, retail market levy.
But daily supply charge of what?
Of gas would be consumption. It should be paid by the tenant, not by you.
Yeah. When I rang him up, they said to turn off the gas, which I did. It never been used anyway. So that's why they're charging this. Not the gas usage, because it has been used. All the other charges that if you look at your bill, you've got the same probably.
Look, you know, I think you need to get that clarified with them. And if you can't get anywhere with them, you might need to seek legal advice on it.
Okay, thank you then.
Bye. Okay, thanks, Michael. Now we've got Brad of Iluka. G'day, Brad.
Hello, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Yeah, my question is about retention of bond money. We have tenants who are moving out on a Saturday from a unit we're renting out.
Yep.
And we've got someone who's prepared to move in on the Sunday. Now, we've informed the tenants by email what our expectations are, that they leave the property in the same way as they found it. But I'm wondering where we stand if on that day we find the property isn't clean enough to a standard for the next tenant, and we have to get cleaners in or maintenance people in, and that delays the new tenant in moving in. Which means we probably lose a few days' rent.
Probably.
Are we able to deduct the days' rents that we lose from the bond money?
No, look, I don't think you can deduct the rent. Once they hand the keys back, the bottom line is that when a tenant hands the keys back, that's when the rent finishes, provided that's in accordance with the lease. And they must have the property in the appropriate condition, i.e. in the same state and condition as when they moved into it, less fair wear and tear. So you don't have to allow them to go back and have another go at it. It is probably better in most cases if you've got time to do that, but it isn't under the Act that you actually have to let them go back and do it. You can get other cleaners in if it is obvious that they haven't cleaned the property
When do you intend having an inspection of the property?
Well, it's got to be at some time between 4 p.m. on Saturday and 6 a.m. on Sunday.
Seriously, Brad, that's a ridiculous time frame, really.
That's one of the difficulties, is them coming. It's too short a time for them going in and out.
Yeah.
You just have to manage that the best you can and hope that they do actually clean the property properly.
Yes.
But you can't double dip, have two lots of rent, obviously. And not I'm saying that that's what you want to do, but there is a very short period there which makes it difficult.
What we've done is, as soon as we found out that they didn't want to renew their lease, we did a preliminary inspection last week. So they've got about 3-4 weeks to do it. We did a preliminary inspection that anything that was obvious, such as something maintenance, to bring it to their attention to say this, give them an opportunity to fix it before they move out. So we're satisfied that there's no major maintenance issues, but as far as the cleanliness of the property goes, you know, the oven's cleaned and all those sorts of things, we can't really judge that until the day they move out.
That's right.
And so we're giving
them
plenty of...
One day can make a big difference.
Well, that's it. And so if we come on the Saturday and we find this isn't up to standard, our intention is to get cleaners in. We're not going to sort of muck around with
You'll need to be very quick. Get your cleaners in. You can do that. And then so that you can get your other tenant in. The only thing you've got to watch is, obviously, that you have it very well documented, because if they aren't prepared to sign the bond lodgement form, the only way to get them to deal with that is to go through the court magistrate. And, of course, you'll have to demonstrate to the magistrate that it was a necessary expense, that they had an opportunity to clean and they didn't. So just cover yourself very clearly with that. You go back to your original bond. You've got a full bond condition report from property condition report from when they first moved into the property?
Yes.
Yep. And make sure that you're a private landlord, are you?
Yes.
Okay, you need to be super careful that you've done everything 100% right, i.e. given them the appropriate copies of the property condition report and so on. You can get people in to clean, even though it's a short time frame, provided they haven't fulfilled their part of the lease, and just cover yourself by making sure it's well documented.
Okay, but if we lose a couple of days' rent...
Can you charge them for that? Well, I don't think so, no.
Well, we don't intend to charge the new tenant any rent until the day that they are able to occupy.
That's the correct way, yes.
And so so we certainly wouldn't be double-dipping on rent.
No.
So if on the Sunday and the Monday the new people can't occupy because the place just isn't clean enough...
That'd be your cost.
Well, it seems very unfair. You know, like in business, you know, every day nobody's in there, you're losing money.
Correct. But you've just got – the reality is it's very hard. The reality is very hard to get a tenant out, a new one in immediately. So I think you might have some difficulty doing that. I mean, you could always put it to them and say, look, the only reason that we weren't able to get the tenant is because it wasn't clean. Then if they dispute it, then you'll need to go to court and have a magistrate third-party mediate on that.
Tell you what, Brad, in this current climate, in this current market, I think you should be very grateful you've actually got tenants ready to move in to your rental
property. 2 days vacancy is pretty good.
Yeah.
it's just ahead of the
average a bit.
Yeah. Well, we've been renting properties out for nearly 4 years now, and we've always had tenants because we... reasonable with our rents.
That's a good way to be. Yep.
And we're losing money on each of our properties. We don't negative gear because I don't have another income to write any tax off. So we're positively geared. And these people who are jumping on the bandwagon these days and saying people negative gearing, profiteering and all that, it's just a load of nonsense.
It's not the case, is it?
All right, good on you, Brad. Thanks very much for your call. We'll move to Drew of Innaloo now. G'day, Drew.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
I thought I might tell you a story about what happened to me around 16 years ago here in Innaloo. I'm on a large triplex block, and a triplex development was happening next door, and I only became aware at the time that over the length of the block, 48 metres, the back of the block... around about 850 mil, and the front of the block, 150 mil, so it's like a big...
Fence was out a fair bit, yes.
Fence was out, and consequently the fence the whole length of the street. So I...
Was that encroaching on... That was encroaching on your property?
Encroaching on my property, and had done so since 1955.
Hmm.
So I was quite concerned. I went and saw the builder, who was reasonable, but the actual... executive officer or the chap doing the work didn't want to talk to me.
A developer? Yep.
Developer. You might say I was quite concerned. Luckily, a mate of mine, his dad's a lawyer, I won't go into that too much, but he got drafted up a letter for me along the lines that I wanted the fences corrected and no part of the retaining wall shall encroach on my property in accordance with the Dividing Fences Act, blah, blah, blah. And he told me very clearly to deliver this at about 8:45 during the week to the developer's house, not to argue with him, threaten him, talk to him, just hand it to him, look him in the eye, turn around and walk away. And I did that, and it had the desired effect. The developer came around very quickly, and everything was done in order. So in hindsight... they might have done the right thing, I don't know. I think the developers these days tend to negotiate more and
talk to property owners where they're developing. What I would suggest, anyone in Innaloo or Doubleview, if there's a development happening next door, find out where your fence is.
Yeah, perhaps get a make sure that it's the correct boundary. And, Paul, that would certainly be something which, if they hadn't been able to resolve, it would have been covered by Stuart Title.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's one of the main risks that a title insurance policy covers, is situations just that you described, which is fence lines not being on the boundary, disputes arising as to who will fix it and when and who's going to pay. We spend a lot of our time dealing with people trying to resolve those sort of fence issues, and they can be easier to resolve, but it depends on how reasonable your neighbour is. And we find in different parts of Australia, neighbours tend to be more reasonable or less reasonable than others. And you particularly have a problem too, where if you have a fence or a retaining wall or something like that that encroaches onto somebody else's land, and it just so happens that other entity that owns that land is the local council, then you very
another degree of complexity.
Then it absolutely right. It creates some issues there, because unlike a private citizen, councils kind of have rules they've got to follow before they can resolve issues or dispose of land. So, it's absolutely what we see is fence issues, encroachments are a major issue, not just in WA but throughout Australia.
Well, it's good Drew of Innaloo got his result.
Yeah, he did. I'm not saying this because you two people from Stuart Title are here in the studio, but surely you can tell me how much it costs. I've got a fair idea. The cost of title insurance for the risk coverage has got to be one of the biggest property bargains in the whole industry.
It is. I mean, it represents fantastic value because, unlike other insurances like home and contents insurance, life insurance, car insurance, that premium gets paid every year, whereas with a title insurance policy, it's only paid once on settlement of the property, and then the homeowner is insured for the life of their ownership of the property. Mm. So there's not many insurances that you can buy where you just pay it once and then you're insured effectively, you know, forever. And it's based on the value of the property being purchased, but it's generally, I think, your average premium in WA would be around the $300 to $400 mark. So yeah, it does represent good value.
It's a very small amount of money for such a big investment, and peace of mind that you know that things are covered, because you know obviously there's a lot more onus on the agents these days to disclose, and we certainly do. But there are things that we don't know about that come up later, and
that risk from the agent to Stuart Title.
Mm. So it's
you fight the battle.
Absolutely.
Mm. For $400 or probably less.
It's about one solicitor's letter, if you're lucky.
Half an hour on the phone
to a solicitor.
Can I get the name of that solicitor?
That's good value. So I'll tell you what.
Great value. Yeah. No, it really is. All right, we've got a whole bunch of people want to talk to us, and we'll do that soon.
Talking property for Summit Homes Group. Visit summithomesgroup.com.au.
We are set for a huge day of footy tomorrow. Bouncing Around will be live outside Gate 8 at Domain Stadium from midday to bring you all the colour and excitement in the build-up to Derby 44. Plus, we've got the last two tickets in town to give away. At 2:30, we take you inside the ground for all the action as Fremantle and West Coast do battle.
Kennedy picked it up on the half volley well. Shovels a hand pass across to Cripps. He's crunched from the side by Main. Great tackle.
6 PR is Derby football.
What happens when timeless meets contemporary? Something spectacular. Just like the timeless yet highly advanced Olay skincare range. Whether it's anti-aging, dark spot reduction, or everyday hydration, Olay has a solution. Get the world's number one facial skincare brand for 40% off at Chemist Warehouse. Chemist Warehouse, lowest prices guaranteed.
It's Truckin' Impressive. Daimler Trucks is your first stop for Perth's top range of new and used trucks, vans and buses, including Fuso, Mercedes-Benz and Freightliner. It's also home to Australia's largest purpose-built servicing workshop, with trained technicians and parts for all makes and models. And to keep you truckin', we offer fixed-price servicing from only $300, with late-night servicing available until midnight on weekdays. Check it out at daimlertrucksperth.com.au. Part of AHG. T's and C's apply. DL 1571.
Right now at Masters.
Clean up with 25% off bathrooms. Brands like Frankie, Methven, Form and Phoenix, Nix, Hansgrohe, Itabath and Gestorf, Armando Vicario and Finlay and Smith. All 25% off. That's 25% off accessories, tapware, toilets, baths and vanities. 25% off shower heads like a Splash Plus 5-function shower rose, now reduced to just $25. Be quick. 25% off bathrooms ends Wednesday, 10th of August. Only at Masters.
3 years ago, the 50 Up Club launched in Australia with the purpose of using the combined buying power of the over 50s to get better deals for us. The club would like to say thank you to its 200,000 members who've joined since then at 50upclub.com.au. That's 200,000 voices across the country who want a better deal on their high-end bills. Nearly 9,000 of those members are right here in Western Australia. So if you've heard the ads right here and wondered if the club is for you, join 200,000 other smart, loyal and tech-savvy Aussies who are already benefiting from club membership. It's cost and obligation free to join. Go to 50upclub.com.au and see what great offers are waiting for you. That's 50upclub.com.au.
Plumbers, electricians and builders do it. Tradies, welders and concreters do it. Even smart DIYers do it. So why don't you do it? Make your next job easy and hire it at Kennards Hire. Kennards make every job easy with quality, reliable equipment and fast delivery, whether it's laying a path or building a factory. So go on, make your next job easy with Kennards Hire. 135 135. That's 135 135. Kennards make your
job easy. Choose PRD Strata, a company that sorts out the issues before they get to the COO. Get hands-on strata management that will give you peace of mind.
Got a real estate question? Call now, 922-11882.
Yes, and you might be $100 richer by the end of the program, thanks to summitprojects.com.au. Peter of Beckenham. G'day, Pete.
G'day, Harvey. How are you?
Good, mate.
Might be able to help you with the one where the gentleman rang up about those gas charges and everything.
Yeah. Oh, good man. Tell us.
I was faced with it too. What happened? The tenants moved out and I left the hot water system on for a fair while. And, you know, after settlement and everything, and it was using and delivering gas to it. Yep. That's why they tell you to turn the gas off and you'd have no usage then.
Yeah. So so that's probably what it is, the usage while the tenant had exited the property.
And, yes, that's what it was.
Yep, probably the case. Oh, well, I'm sure it wouldn't have been a lot of money.
So it wasn't me.
Was it?
It wasn't me. They had a leak in it.
Ouch.
No worries.
Okay.
Yeah. Good on you, thank you very much, Peter, for sharing that with us. Good on you. Colin of Gosnells. Hi, Col.
G'day, lads, and, of course, the better-looking lass. How are we today?
You got that right.
Hey, Harvey, just a sideline, mate. You did a funeral a while ago for a mate of mine, and I've got to say you're one of the better blokes I've ever heard in the role. It was very good. So
thank
that
you.
Aside.
Thanks very much, Colin. Thank you. Appreciate
very
that.
Good. Look, I've got a property maintenance company. Got to say, I only work with a couple of agents, and both of them are pretty friggin' amazing, I've got to say. But I've got some issues whereby tenants move out, they trash the place, and you go through and you go do remedial maintenance work, you've got to do lawns and things like that, and bring the place back up to scratch.
Yep.
Now, you do the work, you've got to pay for labour, you've got to pay for materials, all that sort of thing. Then what happens is the meatheads deny it and they go, no, we're going to court. So I've got one which is currently about 3 or 4
which
months.
Which means you don't get paid.
Yes, not happy, Jan.
It's a bit of a problem.
How can I, as a business, get around that? Because the system is geared purely for the tenant, and pretty much as a contractor, if that's the way it works, you go, look, I'm sorry, I'm not doing work like that.
Look, what we try to do, obviously, is, and look, it's not so good for the landlord, but the fact of the matter is that ultimately it's a cost to the landlord initially to get the property back in a rentable state, and then they can recoup it through the bond or recoup it from the tenant. So I guess talk to your agents and just see whether it's possible for them to put it to the landlord that it needs to be paid within a timely period, i.e. less than 30 days. You know, you've put the work out and paid for it,
yep.
and the labour
yep.
and so on. It is unfortunate when you do have to wait, because it does take an exceedingly long time, doesn't it, before they go to court and finally resolve the bond.
It's been about 4 months so far, and not that it's sheep stations, you're talking sort of $1,200, but at the end of the day, it's already money that's spent, money that's done, labour that's already finished.
Yes.
And it's just bloody annoying to say the least.
Good on you. Thanks very much indeed, Colin, for those kind words as well. Well, while you've been talking, Paul Watkins, who's not only general counsel for Stuart Title, but also the official royal photographer, has just snapped Sandy and me in situ here with headphones
Quick,
on.
Get it up on Instagram.
That'll go up on Facebook. It'll go viral.
Absolutely.
Get into that microphone there, Sandy. All right, now I've got a question for you. Re-Stuart Title. This is from Jan on the text, okay? If the property's already settled, can you still get title insurance? Thank you, Jan.
Yes, absolutely. So we have a policy that an existing owner can purchase, and that's basically for people who missed the opportunity to take the insurance out when they purchased. And so they're now taking the opportunity to insure themselves against the same risks as existing homeowners. So it's the same premium. It's based on the same scale, which is based on the value of the property. And you just order the title insurance in a similar way. And then we will just issue with what's called an existing owner policy, but it covers the same risks. So even if you've owned your property for a few years, that doesn't mean that you'll know whether your property has encroaching structures, or if there's an illegal conversion or an illegal structure on that land. And so as an existing owner, you can take the insurance out, and that gives you peace of mind for the rest of your ownership of the property.
Paul, I imagine if they were aware of a problem, they'd have to disclose that as part of taking that policy out.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, yep. Title insurance is like any other insurance product. If you're aware of an issue,
yes,
that's a covered risk. You've got an obligation under the Insurance Contracts Act to disclose those matters to the insurance company, absolutely.
Pre-existing condition, eh? That's what it is. Sort of, isn't it?
Yeah, well, that's right. Okay. And look, we do have the ability to insure over some known risks as well. So you may have knowledge of a garage or something that does encroach, and that doesn't mean we'll necessarily exclude it altogether. Depending on the nature of the garage and the extent of the encroachment, we may be able to provide some cover. So certainly, let us know, and we'll be able to advise you about whether any coverage applies.
Okay, beautiful. Paul of Cannington. Hi, Paul.
Yeah, g'day, fellas. Oh, look, just listening to your show this morning and all that, and I was just digressing, probably about a year and a half, or could even be 2 years ago, a licensed real estate agent sold a property in Perth, and property went through and sold, and it was about half of the seller who was overseas. I think he was in Nigeria or somewhere like that. But a year and a half or a year later, the actual owner came back from South Africa, and he said to the people, "What are you doing in my house?" And they said, "Well, what do you mean your house? It's our house." And it turned out it was a bit of a scam pulled on the real estate agent, and the property was sold.
Yeah, that's right. Yes. That was the
first
of them.
What was the outcome of that? And can that ever happen again? In relation to the outcome, I mean, the actual owner, I guess the house was sold from under him.
Correct.
Whatever happened to him in relation to, was the real estate agent found negligent in a sort of negative positive term, but did that owner get made whole again, and can that scam ever happen again?
Okay, look, very good question, Paul. There was a second one, unfortunately, that happened after that, which was quite a shock to the industry. Hasn't been any major incidents since then. No, the agent wasn't found to be negligent under the particular circumstances. The owner, I believe, has been compensated, and that was done through Landgate. And quite an unusual situation, because we have what we call indefeasible title in Western Australia. That means that when you buy a property, it is your title. Nobody can come back and say once it's settled. Now, that's great indefeasible title for the buyer, but what we all didn't realise, it's not so good for the seller, because if it's sold by fraud, they are they're out of pocket. Now, if they'd had Stuart Title Insurance, if he'd had Stuart Title Insurance, he would have been covered. But I understand that the government compensate him. Now, there's a lot of issues here, because, you know, what's compensation? What's a fair compensation with a property that was an investment property that's sold when you didn't want it to be sold, and so on? Another whole issue. Coming out of that was a lot of recommendations and changes to the industry and banking and settlement practices to prevent this happening again. One of the major issues that we had with one of the frauds was that the money was sent directly overseas to Bank of China, and they just snubbed at us and said, "Nope, sorry, we're not helping you at all." So now any money from a settlement must go into an Australian bank account. It just provides another stop where, you know, people can't, makes it harder for them to commit the fraud, because obviously if they open an Australian bank account, they have to do the 100-point check. As agents and settlement agents, both, we are required to do a 100-point check on all sellers of properties. So there's a lot of things that have come out from it, and we haven't seen any further frauds.
Good on you, Paul. Thank you very much for your call. Pete's got a very general question. He would like a definition of title insurance. I think we've probably explained it, but it didn't...
Well, title insurance, you can define it as being insurance against defects in title or other matters that affect your use and enjoyment of your property and that affect title to the land. Mm. So whenever you have an encroachment or an unapproved structure or some other breach of zoning or planning laws...
That you're not aware of,
that will invariably result in action being commenced against you by a local authority if it's unapproved work, or in the case of an encroachment, a neighbour wants your fence moved, or otherwise it results in some financial loss to you. You have to deal with this issue. And until you do that, that's a blot on your title because you then can't sell the property free and clear of those issues. And so they have to be resolved to remove that blot. And that's what the title insurance is really all about.
Good on you. Thanks very much for your inquiry, Pete. Well explained, obviously, Paul. Thank you for that. Jeff of Bayswater will be next.
Talking property for Summit Homes Group. Visit summithomesgroup.com.au. Every Sunday morning on 6PR, we open the door to the House of Wellness.
The House of Wellness is all about helping you live a healthier and more enjoyable life. This week on the show, our experts are here to help you. Australia's favourite fitness trainer, Michelle Bridges, is back to answer all your questions about getting fit and staying fit. And our pharmacist and herbalist, Gerald Quigley, takes your calls as well. Get well, stay well, live well and look fabulous with the House of Wellness.
Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings. The House of Wellness, 7 a.m. Sunday on 882 6PR.
What happens when timeless meets contemporary? Something spectacular. Just like the timeless yet highly advanced Olay skincare range. Whether it's anti-aging, dark spot reduction, or everyday hydration, Olay has a solution. Get the world's number one facial skincare brand for 40% off at Chemist Warehouse. Chemist Warehouse, lowest prices guaranteed.
For superb civil work solutions throughout WA, by a super experienced team with supercharged enthusiasm for any job, big or small. See Super Civil. They're experts on the ins and outs of new driveway or car park construction, be it asphalt, bitumen, concrete curbing. In fact, all aspects of civil works. Super Civil do it super well. For all information on services, visit Super Civil online or call 9452 8040.
So, do you want to come in for a coffee?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Great. And while you're here, you can also test drive the Mercedes-Benz Vito 111, which is now just $36,990.
Daimler Trucks Perth invite you in to explore our huge range of Mercedes-Benz vans. We also offer competitive finance and fixed price servicing. DaimlerTrucksPerth.com.au. Part of AHG, T's and C's apply. DL1571.
Plumbers, electricians and builders do it. Tradies, welders and concreters do it. Even smart DIYers do it. So why don't you do it? Make your next job easy and hire it at Kennards Hire. Kennards make every job easy with quality, reliable equipment and fast delivery, whether it's laying a path or building a factory. So go on, make your next job easy with Kennards Hire. 135 135. That's 135 135. Kennards make your
job easy. Are you suffering from the pain, inflammation and stiffness of mild arthritis? Extracted from turmeric, Caruso's Super Curcumin Arthritis Relief offers enhanced curcumin absorbability to better fight arthritic pain, inflammation and stiffness. Caruso's Super Curcumin Arthritis Relief is made in Australia, comes with a money-back guarantee and is available for $17.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label, use only as directed. If symptoms persist, see your healthcare professional. Chemist Warehouse. You'll find them all over WA.
Choose PRD Strata, a company that sorts out the issues before they get to the COO. Get hands-on strata management that will give you peace of mind.
Until 10, this is Talking Property.
It certainly is, and the hour is whizzing by. After the 10 o'clock news, it'll be Saturday morning at the football. The boys are going to be talking, obviously, about the Derby, and they'll be having a chat to Scott Cummings. He knows a bit about Derbies, does Scott, and your calls are welcome during sports today, as indeed Saturday morning at the football, as indeed they are on our program. Talking Property, 922 11 882. Who have we got? We've got two people that reckon they're on line one. Anna, I think it is. G'day, Anna.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks.
Dear, I'm just inquiring about a block of land that we own. Is there a time limit on having a building constructed on it?
Well, only if there are...
But it's up for sale.
Okay, only if there are building covenants. Sometimes there are building covenants on properties and requirements to build within a certain time period, although they are less common these days, and quite often the covenants only run for a certain amount of time. In the old days, they used to have them running forever, and now they have a time limit on them. So it depends. Unless there's something registered on the title to say that you have to build within a certain time period, which, quite frankly, is unusual, no, there isn't a requirement.
Used to be the norm, didn't it, with residential land developments where you'd buy a block of land.
Had to build within 3 years or something.
Right.
Less of that now, thank goodness. Okay. Yeah, and they realised that having these covenants on the properties indefinitely wasn't a good idea. It makes it very difficult to take them off later.
It was brought in really to deter investors per se and rather to... to encourage owner-occupiers to sort of buy the land, build a house...
And get on with it. It's a good question, Anna, and it's an interesting thing in the dynamic of property in Western Australia. When we went to survey strata in the late 90s, or 97 I think it came in, it changed the dynamic with strata properties, because prior to that, you couldn't effectively create a vacant strata lot, so you had to build. So there was a lot of building happening. So it really did change the dynamic, because then you had a lot of people were able to create survey strata blocks and then warehouse them and sit on them. And that's been the fact that a lot of these blocks aren't built on. But there's not an absolute requirement you have to build.
The only other thing I would add is that if you've put a development application in for a house and you've got a building permit...
It's only a certain period, isn't it?
Then often the building permit will actually specify that construction must take place within a certain amount of time. And if it doesn't, then that building permit might lapse.
That's what you might be thinking about. Yeah, and that's a very good point,
Paul. And then you might have to start over. So that's the other thing to keep in mind as well.
Well, we have it up for sale, actually, and it's been on sale for quite a while because... My hubby and I, due to illness, we both couldn't carry on working.
Right.
So it's already paid. Block's already paid, but we just couldn't.
How long have you owned it for, Anna?
About 6-7 years.
6-7 years, yeah.
So is it in a housing estate, or what's the story?
No. It's up in York.
Oh, okay.
Oh, up in York. Okay. Mm. Yep. Yeah. Yep. Well, unless there's something on the title, no requirement to build within a certain time frame.
Beautiful, thank you.
All right, we've got time for one more call, which I think is coming through. Just while we've got a second, Paul, if you could just help us out here, and Sandy too. If people want to get in touch with you at Stuart Title, what's the best way to go about that?
Well, we've got a website. It's www.stewartaitau.com through your... settlement agent. So if you've got a settlement agent, even a real estate agent that you know, or you're buying a property, then most of the settlement agents in WA are familiar with title insurance.
They'll generally recommend it, won't they, Paul?
They'll certainly be on the ball with letting their clients know about the product.
Often they'll send out a pack, and as a buyer, you should really consider it, because it is very good value for money.
Absolutely.
Well, our final call is going to be Jason of Hillary's. Hi, Jason.
Oh, how are you going?
Good, thank you.
We've got a duplex in Hillary's, and it's an old strata title plan, and we wanted to get it survey strated.
Yep.
And we're having issues with the neighbours saying that they don't want to survey strata it, because it looks as if we have more land, and they're saying we have to pay them out because we have more land, and they get 50-50 of all the property because it's on a common property title.
Yes, and it'd go back to the unit entitlement, which is probably 50-50, yes.
Yep.
Maybe you buy them out might be a good solution. It's a shame they won't, because there is a definite uplift in value by going from old strata to survey strata. particularly if you get into some of these areas, and Hillary's to a degree, and certainly as you get further south from there in Greenwood and then Hammersley and all these areas where the, you know, perhaps was built in the 70s and 80s, and the houses now at a stage where do we renovate or do we knock it over? If you've got survey strata, you have the opportunity to do that and rebuild, whereas you don't if you don't have agreement from your owner.
Well, no, they want to sell it as well, so they want to sell it, but we're just happy to rent it out. We're about to move into another place and rent it out, but we're kind of, yeah, we would have liked to have survey strata and build, but yeah.
I see, they want to sell, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're in a position to buy them out, or is that stretching the budget?
No, we don't. No, they're asking an exorbitant amount for the property. They're about $100,000 overpriced.
It won't sell then, so you don't have to worry about that. But it's a shame they're not thinking about it themselves, because they'll probably find they'd get some uplift in value.
Good on you. Thank you very much, Jason. Yeah, great question, Jason. But our winner today is Anna of, I'm not sure where Anna is from, I've forgotten, but doesn't matter. Anna was our second last caller, and she asked a very good question, I thought, folks, about buying a block of land, you have to build on it in a certain time, and beautifully answered by Rob, as usual. What have you got on the agenda, mate, today?
Pretty quiet day today, actually. I've sold down quite a few listings, and talking to other real agents out there, it's interesting. We've got a lot of new build stock coming through, but not so much family homes and so on, so it's interesting to see that there's not that stock coming through at the moment, but maybe with spring that'll change.
Good-o. And thank you so much to Paul and Sandy for coming in. Fraser, you've performed a bit too well, so we're going to put you on the roster and have you back on a very regular basis, if that's okay with you both. Is that
terrific.
Okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
Good on you. Thank you very much indeed. And thanks to Gemma for producing our program today. Stand by now on 882 6BR for the 10 o'clock news with Philip Amar, followed by Saturday morning at the football.
Talking property for Summit Homes Group. Visit summithomesgroup.com.au.